Sunday morning, a 17-year-old high school student named Mason drove 21 miles from his Hendricks County home to downtown Indianapolis.
Well, I woke up this morning and watched the local news and just saw everything destroyed last night. So this is my city too. So I came down here and I want to clean it up. That's what matters to me, especially the moment.
In the Mile Square, an unknown number of business storefronts were smashed, city trucks damaged, graffiti tagged on sidewalks, buildings, and monuments. On Sunday, Mason was part of dozens attempting to bring order, sweeping up glass and boarding up windows. He found a group washing off graffiti. Strangers stopped by to give them a solution that breaks up the paint.
I believe the peaceful protest, that's the way to go. That's, you know, in our Constitution. But when it comes to rioting, you have no right to do that. You are destroying our community. And
on Friday and Saturday, peaceful protests were followed by riots. Some people went home, but others smashed windows, looted, and set fires on city streets. The chaos continued for hours. Police used tear gas and projectiles fired from guns to disperse groups. Some, like Indianapolis resident Anthony King, says the destruction will force leaders to address racism, police brutality, and economic inequality.
After this protesting, I do want everybody to come together and actually demand what we want. The protesting is cool. This showing them that we serious, but we have to demand what we really want. Like a hostage situation, we have to demand what we want and then see what happens.
It's bigger than just Polk.
This system is broken. It's not meant for us to succeed. It's really meant for us to be employees and be slaves.
On Sunday, in response to the riots, Mayor Joe Hogsett set a curfew to start at 8 p.m. Ahead of that curfew, faith leaders gathered in the afternoon to call for peaceful protests and accountability from elected officials and the police.
We are to be the voice of the voiceless.
Yes.
We are to be the agents of change.
Pastor J. Rashad Jones urged the hundreds gathered to take their anger out at the ballot box. If local, state, and federal officials do not speak out against police brutality, he says, vote them out.
Because the time is now. The opportunity is at hand. And the window of opportunity is only open for a short while. We cannot sit on the dock of the bay and watch the tide roll away. But we must come together and make sure that America lives up to its slogan, that this is the land of the free.
From the State House, people marched to the city market across from the city county building. There, hundreds laid down for 8 minutes, a die-in. The time represents how long a Minneapolis police officer kept his knee on George Floyd's neck. Floyd died. Faith leaders read out the names of black people killed by police over a loudspeaker. A drum beat twice for every name. Then the crowd turned to the city county building and pointed toward Hogsett's 25th floor office and chanted, "Not one more." For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.